Hey, sit down. There's more.
Hey, listeners, this is Sit Down, There's More by Talk Like a Mother podcast. Today's bonus episode is no reservation style, but not series focused. So sit tight and listen up.
Welcome to Sit Down, There's More. This is my episode, and we're going to be talking about my son's wedding, the little blips and challenges, and the amazing parts that we had. And I just wanted to share that with you guys and with, obviously, my friends. I did already share some of it with them, so they're going to have to listen to it twice. It was a great, great night. Alyssa did have some struggles, which I wanted to talk about quickly before I get to the good stuff. She had been having a really hard time these past few weeks. And even at school last week, she had two really rough days. She ended up spending Thursday night was the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner, which we opted to keep her home because she's just been having such a hard time. We left before she got home from school. And then Neil had come home. He had come back to the hotel with me to, he stitched my dress and helped me bring all the stuff in. And then he came back home. And he brought her McDonald's and she was fine 1 minute. And then all of a sudden she wasn't fine. And it was really weird because I was at the hotel and I had been in my room and then I had went upstairs to Jasmine's room. She had the bridal suite and one of my daughters was staying with her. And then they wanted me to come up and do a shot. I'm like, I don't want to do a shot because I don't want to feel hungover. So it's like this like running joke that I've never had a shot ever. Like I've never, when I used to drink, I was never drinking in bars because I was underage. So like the biggest times that I was drinking was not in bars, not in clubs, was in, you know, people's houses and basements and wherever we were going. And then when I got older and I drank, I always had mixed drinks. I've just never had a shot. And my daughter was like, what do you mean you never had a shot? She's like, you're going to have a shot. You're going to have a shot. And then so I just took this little tiny sip of McGillicuddy's. Is that, kind of tastes like root beer. I don't know.
Oh yeah. The kids do that. McGillicuddy's. They've been doing that for 30 years.
Yep. So we were talking and we were chatting and eating snacks and, you know, whatever. And I end up going back downstairs to my room and I was like, it's weird. Neil never called me or texted me like goodnight or anything. But I'm like, he probably just fell asleep. So like I texted him, you know, goodnight, I love you, whatever. And then like Kara shared the room with me and we like talked and she put on Friends and fell asleep. And then I was stuck watching Friends and I was writing my officiant speech, which Jasmine had given me a like script basically. But then I kind of like reworded it and changed it a little bit. And then she had asked me to do a best man speech and maid of honor speech. And then she was like, oh, do you want to do a third speech? And I was like, yeah, sure, that'd be great. Night before the wedding, I'm writing it. And then I just didn't really think that much of it. And I should have realized because he always would like call me or be like, make sure you lock the door, you know. And she had a really, really bad night. Like she just started screaming. She was self-injuring, like banging her head off the wall, like really bad. And it went on almost the whole night. Like she would calm down and start screaming again. And he like really didn't know why, like what triggered her. And, you know, I was like, you should have called me. I would have come home. But he's like, he didn't want to bother me. So I'm thinking that she might have just been confused that I wasn't there. It's not like I've never been away for the night before. So like, I don't know. But it definitely put us on edge. It put me on edge knowing she had that hard of a night. And now, like, it's wedding
day. Did
you
learn that prior to the hair appointments, Kimmy? Like, the start of your day? Like, you learned at the start of the wedding day?
Maybe prior. Yeah, prior to my hair appointment, but not prior to, like, everybody starting to get ready. So I had talked to Neil in the morning, and he just sounded, like, not good, you know? And I'm like, well, what's wrong? And he's just like, I'm really tired. I didn't really get a lot of sleep. And then like he told me about her night and I'm like, oh, like I just felt really bad. And then now I got nervous because now I'm like 6 months ago, I was like, she'll be fine at the wedding. I'm not worried about it. Like, I really don't think she'll have a problem. Mm-hmm. The struggles that she's been having lately, like I was like, oh, but it's like, we don't have anyone that can watch her. The only possible person we have would be my brother-in-law because he wasn't going to the wedding. But if she's banging her head off the wall, like he certainly isn't going to be able to handle that. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
he gets scared when she yells. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it really wasn't an option at that point. So, like, I had tried to talk Neil into bringing her to the hotel and letting her swim before we leave for the wedding. But it was like a gamble because then it's like, is she gonna get upset about coming to the hotel? Like she very well could have. We were thinking about bringing her the night before, but then we just didn't end up doing it because she's just been so off lately. So first little glitch we had was the hairdresser got there and locked her keys in the car with all her makeup.
Where'd she put her keys?
Stop it.
Oh,
So close, Rachie.
I know I
So close.
was close.
You were so close.
So that was glitch number one. Glitch number two was as of the rehearsal dinner. So my son had ordered the wedding band like 2 weeks ago, and it had been already shipped and it was already in New Jersey. And then for some reason, it went back to California. So they had to re-deliver it.
Like
And as
chase
of,
it, yeah.
as of Thursday night, it was on its way to Boston, where they're like, okay, great, it's going to be here in time, no problem. Then it went to New Hampshire, which is opposite direction. We're south, this is north.
Oh,
And it ended up coming at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the wedding was at 5. So it did come though. So that was,
in MacIsaac fashion, it rolled right in on
I
time.
know, like
Yeah, what's that
right.
motto that you said? What's the MacIsaac motto? Improvise?
Yep, improvise, overcome, and adapt.
Exactly. Nailed it. Yeah.
And there's even a joke in my son's vows about, I promise to make you late for the rest of your life. You are a MacIsaac now, after all.
That's so funny. Perfect.
So Neil brought Melissa to the hotel, and it was more of like an inn. It was at, not like a it was just a very small hotel, 30 rooms. It didn't look like your typical like Marriott or something like that. So she came in with no problem, and I don't think she realized it was a hotel until she got inside the room. But she ended up going swimming. She did great. We finished getting hair and makeup, and then like I got dressed, then we drove to the wedding. Like she was in a good mood, she was smiling. Like I was like, okay, like hopefully this is just gonna go okay. And Neil had just said, my husband, worst comes to worst, like we kind of had a backup plan of like maybe we would bring her home during cocktail hour if she was struggling. But like with this whole situation of the night before, I'm like, I don't even know what happens if he goes to bring her home and she gets upset
Struggling
that.
is so different than like dysregulated shit show. It just is.
And if he runs into a problem and he's gonna miss the entrance, like it's just all these things. Like I'm
Yeah.
officiating, like there's no, it's not, I mean, there's, I'm not missing my child's wedding no matter what. So like
Period.
that,
Yeah.
like he's in my, and my husband would never like expect like me to miss over him. Like that's just not how he is. But the thought of him having to miss our son's wedding was like almost making me mess up my weight makeup even thinking about it. So like then we had this situation going with my sister, who my sister's very close to my son. Like she was only 11 when he was born. Her daughter got out, she basically, we think she had the norovirus. She was super sick, throwing up nonstop for days, and she's supposed to be the flower girl, and like they didn't end up making it. She was too sick. So like that was kind of weighing on my heart. I just really felt bad for her. You know, my sister struggled with sobriety for a long time, and like these are the kind of the things that now she gets to be a part of now that she's sober, and like it just really sucks for her to like have to miss out. She's a
And
single mom,
your kids
especially
are
because you're so close.
so special to her, like her kids. And
And my
oh,
son is like her baby too, you know.
right.
So yeah, so and I really just felt so bad for her. And then we get there a little late, shocking, not late, but like pitches were, she was supposed to be there at 3 for pitches, and I think she got there at like 3:45, but the ceremony was until 5, so like it wasn't like late for the wedding part, just pitches got started a little late because of the way that this place is set up. Which it the reception hall is gorgeous, but like the cocktail room is like kind of far from where the reception is, where you have to like go down a hallway, take a left, and like go down another hallway. But then there's like this little room off to the side that has a bar for like before the reception hall opens that people can access. So we go, basically we get there, we go upstairs to the bridal suite where they're doing pictures. Alyssa was fine. There was another flower girl who was just like a 1-year-old who was just like a hot mess crying and everything. And Alyssa loves when babies cry. Don't ask me why, but it brings her joy. So she's kind of laughing at this little girl crying, eating pretzels, like doing great. Then we had to go downstairs, and Neil and Jasmine went to do the first look. So then we had to find another place to go while that happened. Then they came back from that, and basically in this small room off to the side, they were doing the photos because people were starting to like kind of get there. And then Alyssa did great with the photos. I mean, shockingly, this is not something she does typically well with, but I've been telling her like, oh, we're gonna go to Neil's wedding and we're gonna dance and you're gonna eat and have cake and You and then I'm always like, you're gonna let Miss Chelsea take your pictures? So the photographer is a girl that I work with. She works at the daycare that I run, and she also has a photography business on the side. And Alyssa's like, yeah, but we know that that doesn't necessarily mean anything, you know? But like, she like when they were like, oh, Alyssa, can you get in the picture? She got right up and did it, and I think it helped her to have something to actually do. Like, there was a task, and there was a way to execute it. So like, she did it.
I just want to say, just to defend Lou, I can read a schedule that says wedding at 3:30, friggin' this thing at 4:30, dinner and reception at 7, and I still can't figure out where the Sam hell I'm supposed to stand, where I'm supposed to be. Like, there's so many dang transitions in that wedding spot between the wedding and the dinner or the whatever that it's just like annoying. Like it is.
So now we go into they're all set up for the wedding. So now we go into this room where the wedding is. And then I'm like, shit, I don't have anyone to sit with her. I'm officiating. My husband's walking my daughters down the aisle. Like, everybody that would be with her is like walking down the aisle. I figured my sister would be there, but now my sister's not there. So then I had to go and like find Neil's sister, who thankfully was there a little early. And I was like, yep, you just got upgraded to the front row because I need someone to sit with Alyssa. Hoping that Alyssa would sit with her. Like, she knows her pretty well, but like, we don't see her that much because she lives like 3 hours away now. But Alyssa was fine. I said, oh, can you sit with Auntie Stephanie? Mama be right back. And she was fine. She was doing great at this point. And then we went, to line up and all that. And then my son walked with me down the aisle, and we all walked down. I did the officiating, and it was just really beautiful. And then my son and his fiance
Why?
did their vows together, and they each wrote, they wrote each other vows, and they were like, they were just really, really cute. And I was like, don't cry, because you're not going to be able to read the words on this sheet of paper if you cry. And that all went really well. Alyssa did great, and that was all fine. And then we left the ceremony. And then it goes to cocktail hour. Now, because we didn't get to take all the pictures we were supposed to take before cocktail hour, what ended up happening, and this is something I just realized today. So we come back into the area where the ceremony was in the same room that the reception was taking place. They just like turn it over, like they, bring the tables and all that. So they had one like a table set up, and I just like sat down with Alyssa. They sat taking pictures, but like, we're not in these pictures. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the cocktail room, see what they have to eat, and like bring like a little plate with some stuff back. And we do that, but now there's a swarm of people like that were making their way from where the ceremony was to the cocktail hour, which, like I said, was like down a hallway and around a corner. And then half the people were going to the bar and half the people going to the cocktail room. And it was just madness. And like, me and Alyssa were kind of like not trapped in it, but like in it. And I think she started to get a little edgy. And then I brought her back to the room to stay with her dad. Well, I went to go get some of the food, but like, he had come to find me. I don't know why these things happen to people when you're like, stay and I'll go, whatever.
Everybody's trying. Nobody listens. Yeah.
So I come back, and like, it wasn't that it was the appetizers were fine, but they weren't like really things that Alyssa would prefer. Like, there was chicken skewers, and there was these little pulled pork things on these little like tortilla things, and there was some.
Canapes.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to say that word. And they were actually delicious, but like, not something Alyssa's gonna eat. And then there was like some cheese and crackers and something else that she like. There was like a strawberry, some strawberries and grapes, and I just made a plate of an array of stuff. But as I was walking back to the room where the reception's gonna be, and she was like kind of walking towards me, and she saw like what I had, and I was like, oh, do you want one of these? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh shit. There comes the
That's the
attitude
worst
already.
dinner I've ever seen.
Yeah, so we get her back into the room. So now they're finishing the pitches in this room where the reception's going to be. But prior to this was set up for the ceremony, and they're taking like the bridesmaids' pitches and the groom's pitches. Like, we're not in the pitches that they're taking at this point. And we're sitting there, and she is eating like the crackers or whatever. And then all of a sudden, she just starts yelling, and all of a sudden, she starts going from yelling to screaming. And I mean, not the banshee screams, but like one level down, like just, like, and thank God we knew the photographer, because she didn't like miss a beat. She just kept taking pictures, kept doing her thing, you know, my
That's
son, my kids
amazing.
are obviously like very used to this. They're not being bothered by it. I'm not really looking at the other people that are there, but there's the maid of honor, some of her family, her kids. I'm sure they were like, what in the hell is happening? And she's just screaming and like, we're trying to like kind of calm her down and she's not calming down. And my husband offered to go out and get her like medicine from the car because she was like holding her mouth and she took the keys out of his pocket and threw them on the table and said, yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. And then she's just
That's
continuing to,
incredible of communication.
yeah.
This is amazing.
She's like, you ain't going anywhere, Dad. And then it just all of a sudden hits me and I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, we can't have her here screaming. You know, we're gonna be doing the entrances soon to come into the reception hall. I don't wanna take that away from the bride. Like, that's not right to do. And yes, there's a lot of people that are our family there, but there's also a lot of people that aren't our family that are like co-workers of Jasmine, that are friends of Neil's that he like play, you know, plays his Magic the Gathering with, and the maid of honor and her family. None of these people know Alyssa or know about her. Obviously, our family knows, so like that's fine, but we just can't have her sitting there screaming. And I can see Neil's getting very edgy, and I just my eyes just like fill up with tears. And I just like I get up and like run, and then Neil comes after me, and I'm just like, you know, I'm just trying to not mess up my makeup. I'm like, oh my God. And it just like hits me that like we can never just have something. You know what I mean? Like, we neither one of us were saying it, but we were like seconds away from Neil just taking her at this point, because how long is she gonna just sit there and scream at the top of her lungs? Like, before she's gonna start like dropping to the floor, before it's gonna go a little further. And you know, I just feel this way with autism. It's just one of the things that are so hard, because it's like you always have to have a plan A. You always have to have a plan B. Sometimes these things just aren't possible, but I don't want to miss my son's wedding. I don't want my husband to miss his wedding. You know what I mean? I want my husband to be there with me, which I know is like selfish. Like, Alyssa's like struggling. You know what I mean? Like, this is a big thing. This is my oldest child getting married. And I also like then don't want us not to be here for him either. So it's like this whole like, this whole like thing of emotions like just kind of like coming over me. And it's like it just sucks, because it's like I know things go wrong with other people that don't have autism. Like, I mean, we had somebody in the family member, a bridesmaid, storm out of a family's wedding before. Like, that was terrible for that family. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's other things that happen besides autism, and I know that, but it just feels like this is the part of autism that I feel like can be so heavy, where you can't just have things. Like, I can't just have going to my son's wedding without like worrying about how she's going to be, or like how it's going to affect her, or how her behavior is going to, you know, affect the day. And it just makes things just really hard. And granted, I could have maybe chosen not to bring her there, but it's like I also don't want to leave her out of it. I want her to be there, like it's her brother's wedding. So she started to calm down and like was kind of still a little upset, but like was winding down. Then she would like kind of do that thing where she would like scream again, and then it would like come back. And then it was funny, because then she's watching them take some pictures, and she points and kind of like makes a sound, and I go, you want to be in the picture? She said, yeah. I go, go ahead. I mean, it was the bridesmaids, and like they were doing siblings, they were doing like just all the different like things that what they were doing. And she just pops up, and the photographer's like, oh, you want to be in this? Come on. And she took a picture, and I think it was really confusing for her when she was sitting there with the food that she did not want to have. And then, oh, this is the kicker. So I turned to my husband and said, did you feed her today? And he goes, no. I'm like, so now I know she's hungry. So that's just making her, she's just more hungry.
Hashtag
Right.
angry.
And then, I didn't think of this until today. They just transformed a whole ass room in front of her. Like, it went from all these rows of chairs to like tables and chairs, and the whole room was transformed as they were taking pictures, as she was sitting there. I'm sure that that probably also, like, she doesn't like shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? So it's
Listen,
like,
they're lucky those
I like,
tables got moved.
yeah,
Not thrown.
I'm like, that probably also like
Right?
amped up her anxiety. But thankfully, somehow she was able to calm down a little bit. But now I'm like, shit. Now we gotta do our entrances. Like, what do I do with her now? Again, I go and find Neil's sister, but she did also. Jasmine came over, and the photographer was gonna take a picture of her and Alyssa just started screaming. But it was because she tried to sit in Neil's chair. It's just like these little things can like.
And it doesn't matter. Like when you got home and we did a friend quickie debrief, it's like, or whatever the next day, you said somebody was like, well, what was going on? And you're like, who cares? It could be that I'm in a blue dress. It could be that her sock is upside down. It could be the fact that there was a picture frame in our house 3 days ago. Who knows?
Oh
Who
yeah, it doesn't
knows?
matter how much planning you do. That wind blows the other direction and it's just done.
It
It's
wouldn't
no
matter if she,
done.
if you had like Olive Garden ready for her, she meaning like something preferred that she knows she likes, it would be in the wrong chair. It's at the wrong restaurant. It just does not matter, you know?
And
Oh,
then
it's so
I had Nielsen to come over and I was like, worst things worst, she'll just walk in with behind us or something. I don't know. And then which is really good because obviously it's my son's wedding. It's her older brother. Like he in Jasmine's very accommodating too. So like they knew like they might have to move up the time that they entered. But if they had to wait for Neil to come back, like this might have to switch. Alyssa's pitches might have to go first, which is great because not everybody would be that accommodating on their wedding day, to be
I
honest.
was just gonna say that.
You know,
That's fantastic.
and my son is used to it. Of course, he's lived this his whole life. His bride is new to this, so feeling it. But she ended up sitting with her aunt, and then we went and did, we went and did the walk, and we walked out to DMX. And I'm like, I'm gonna be really mad if I have to walk out to this by myself. The girls walked out to Girls Rule the World. They all had sunglasses on. It was really cute. And then Alyssa was calmed down. People came in and sat. By the time everybody was like in, she was good. So it was just like one of those things that it was just, and my husband was just gonna actually bring her to the groom suit, which was up on the third floor, but it had a TV and video game. So like he wasn't gonna leave. He was just gonna bring her up there and kind of try to calm her down. But and then the real food came. My son had ordered her a chicken finger plate. So like she got the chicken fingers, and then like it was like, okay, this is expected. Now I'm eating, regular food and stuff like that. And she even did fine with like the speeches, as I had to get up and do the third speech, and she didn't, like she was totally fine. And then like she got up and danced. Anil danced with her. My son danced with her. Like I've never seen her. She's never done this before. Like, and I feel like she was like, well, you
You
said I'm
kept
gonna be
saying
here.
to her though, like, your brother's gonna get married. We're gonna dance and have a cupcake. And she's like about it. Like that part, you know?
It was just funny
Because don't
because
you
like
feel like once the angsty thing has like been revved up in our kids the whole time, that once that music like cracks off, that they're just like, finally, the chaos in the room matches the chaos that's been happening for me. Let's just cut a rug, you know?
well, thankfully though, so she did have one little other blip where she started yelling, but you couldn't hear her over the music. So it's like, and
Drop a track, DJ.
she got over it pretty quickly. I forget what it was about, but yeah, but she did great. She danced, her aunt danced with her dad danced with her. I mean, she just kind of, went
Her
back and forth.
brother danced with her.
It was so
That
sweet.
was
And it
what
was just
made me
like,
literally like I was
I was
sobbing.
just, and then she was fine. She was fine when I got up and danced with her brother. Like any of these things really could like have kind of set her off, The bride looked, she just looked stunning. Like she was so
Radiant.
happy.
Yeah.
Her dress was gorgeous. Like, everything kind of just fell into place.
Even Neil, like he didn't look uncomfortable, little ba like baby Neil did not look uncomfortable in his like dress man clothes. He just looked like in a groove. Like he just looked
No,
great. And
it
I
did.
know that his mom didn't love like brown shoes and a navy suit together, but he looked like bang on. It's very good,
Yeah,
very good.
no, he looked great. They all looked great. She looked gorgeous. And they did the cake, which was really funny. And he, put the cake in her face, and then she went and like went to give him his piece. And then like when he went to open it, she like turned it back around and she ate his piece. It was really funny.
That's so funny.
It was really cute. I made a really sweet reel that I put up on my TikTok and on my Facebook, which is like them dancing and doing the cake.
I need you to tell the peeps what the dress looks like, but also I have to have you tell them that you were going to read the first chapter.
Oh yeah. So I just made a joke with my daughter, and I go, as I'm writing the speech, I go, Oh, I go, imagine if I just read the first chapter of my book instead. And then I'm like, oops. And then Kira goes, yeah, imagine if it was finished, you could have left your copy under all the chairs and been like, and there's a copy underneath your chair. And we were like,
you get a bubbles in a werewolf book, and you get a bubbles in a werewolf book.
And then we told Jasmine the next day, and she goes, oh, that would be like a funny way to start your speech. I'm like, yeah, that might be a little weird. I'd be like, oh wait, wrong thing, wrong thing.
Wrong
But I'll,
document.
so I wrote the speech. I didn't read, did I read you guys the speech?
The reception one or the?
Yeah, the reception one.
I don't think you
I
read
haven't
it.
heard it, and I've been a wreck since book four, so let's just get after it.
All right, hold on one second. I will.
That's
I've
my
been.
brother's wedding, Jesse, like right when the bride started walking down the aisle, that's when Jesse screamed,
I
"Bam!"
was telling Kim I did the design and stuff for my sister's wedding with my sister-in-law, and Seely was a flower girl for that. And they walked down this like big staircase, Seely, little baby Seely Flanagan without shoes, probably with my nephews all walking down the staircase. She tries to get into the fountain, which is at the end of the thing before the wedding happens, you know, or the stairway. She lets out this big holler, and so I grab her and like run down the sidewalk to the driving away car, and I like throw her in there like a pack and play. So I like missed my sister and brother-in-law's entire wedding
Oh
because I'm like standing outside of this gatekeeper car with like a Hellcat trapped inside. I mean, the cutest one you've ever seen. Never was there a cuter day than a Seely Flanagan and a flower girl.
just to give a little background, I know I already mentioned, but like my son plays a game called Magic the Gathering, which is like a card game, and he does tournaments and he travels, and this is just something he's done for years. So a lot of his friends from that game was at the wedding. So I've never, they don't know us. Like they've never met any of the family. I'm sure they don't know about Alyssa. Like, you know, this wedding is like kind of half and half of like people that kind of know our situation and people that don't. And my son, like my husband, is private. He doesn't tell people a lot of stuff. He's typical kind of guy. So when I started off the speech, I talked about the first time I met Jasmine, which my son brought her to our house when my husband and my kids were helping my sister move out of her apartment, which was an apartment with 3 floors filled with shit. She had to get out with like 24 hours notice, and they all went to like help her move. And then like they were bringing stuff to our house, and my house was literally tips up upside down, like even way worse than a normal time. Well, my son was coming to like pick up my husband's truck or something, and he had his girlfriend with him, and she was coming to help at the other house. But then all of a sudden I hear the door opens and he walks in with her behind him, and I'm like, oh hi.
Welcome.
I wanted to kill him. So I had talked about this, and then you guys all probably know about Ty Ty, anybody who's been listening, which is Alyssa's stuffed tiger that like literally like is part of our family, and you know, he like helps her communicate, and he helps her like kind of relate to our world. And you know, if she wants something, she'll take Ty Ty's paws and put it on there and stuff like that. So Ty Ty had a hole in his neck. And any of you that have autistic children know that they don't do good well with holes, with loose threads, anything like that. Alyssa was now all of a sudden frantically like searching the drawers, and she was looking for a sewing kit, which I don't know why, because mama don't sew. So I don't know what she was gonna do with that. And Jasmine goes, oh, I can sew it. And I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, no problem. And she sewed up Ty Ty's neck, and
We
Alyssa
will
was.
cut off your right arm if you mess this up. Welcome to
I mean,
the
I'm not kidding.
family.
Alyssa was about 5 inches from her face the whole time. I mean, she
Oh.
never met Alyssa before. Alyssa's bent over her as she's operating on Ty Ty. And yeah, and she did not buckle under the pressure. She fixed Ty Ty. She gave him back to Alyssa. All was back right in her world. I knew then she was special, right? Because that's not everybody can do that. That was kind of intense. So this is how my speech started. So then I said, and when she continued to show up for family dinners and made it through her first Griswold vacation, I knew she was a keeper. Neil hasn't had it the easiest. He was just 5 years old when his sister was diagnosed, and it was a hard road, especially those first few years. He was all in this year. He was always so patient and understanding. Even at such a young age, he was never mad. He just loved her and met her where she was at. He was such a great kid and pretty cute too, I might add. Jasmine piped up and goes, and he still is.
Aw.
He helped me so much at that time. In time, things got a little easier, but was still challenging. And these two beautiful bridesmaids came unexpectedly, 2 years apart. And well, you could say it was a little hectic or chaotic. But he took his role of big brother very seriously. He helped me immensely. I don't know how I would have done it without him. He did it all. He held babies, fed them, whatever was needed. He had to make sacrifices. It comes with living a life with someone who has a disability. Someone say that's what brothers do. That's what family does. I disagree. He went above and beyond in words to never express how much that means. You know, when you have a child and they place that child in your arms, your whole world shifts. You instantly look into their eyes and wonder what they'll be like. You wonder what mark they will leave in the world. Will he be a doctor or a lawyer? Maybe a professional baseball player. Well, we knew that wasn't his path when he was doing Power Ranger kicks on the soccer field. Maybe he would be a singer. Him and Kayla, who was our niece, loved to sing into a microphone. And there's videos to prove it. And I even offered for them to show everybody, but they declined. As your children grow, you realize these are not the things that matter in life. You want them to be happy, to be kind and caring humans, to be capable of loving and being loved. You hope they find someone to share their life with. Someone who sees how amazing they are and who loves them the way you do. That is all you can ask for. I am beyond thrilled that Neil has found that with you, Jasmine. You are kind, compassionate, and accepting. You not only accept my son, but all of us for who we are. You have such a big heart. Not everyone could jump into the guise of chaos without blinking an eye, but you did it. Neil is not the most patient person, but with you, he is different. You sent to him. You pull out all his best qualities. I couldn't have picked a better person for him to share his life with. We already consider you family, but would like to officially open our arms and hearts to another daughter and welcome you to the McIsaac madness, a life filled with chaos, things constantly going wrong, those you love pointing out your flaws and making fun of them.
Oh, Kimmy.
But most of all, people who lift you up when you're down, to love you unconditionally and annoy you for the rest of your life. Neil, you deserve all the happiness in the world, and I'm so glad you found it with your beautiful bride.
Oh.
But Neil had told me afterwards, he goes, I had one of the groomsmen in tears.
Was it Mikey?
No, it was Nick, this kid Nick. And then he goes, you had all of the my magic friends were like, oh my God, we couldn't believe that speech. Like everybody was just like, you know, and I'm like, you know, because they don't really obviously know the whole story, you know, it was just funny. And I was like, I mean, I just, whatever, like, I just was trying to get through it without crying.
It's always cool to have like a friend that you know well and feel like you understand to the point that you'd be on a small guest list for their like intimate wedding, right? But to then get to know them and their family and like it's just so much deeper. It's so cool to be at those moments for people and to like inspire them, you know? That's cool.
So the best man, like he kind of grew up with Neil. So he was around Alyssa a lot when they were younger. His friend Nick, he met during COVID, they met through magic, but he lives nearby, so they took up what is it, disc golf, is that what you call it?
Yeah, okay,
so they picked up that because then you couldn't play magic during COVID, so then that became my son's very gets on one interest and kind of takes off on that one interest, you know.
Yeah.
He had all the greatest discs, he had the bag, he had, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And This kid, Nick, also did that with him. And, you know, they became kind of like they knew each other before that, but kind of really became friends during COVID. And obviously, I think they know about Alyssa, but don't really know. I mean, my sister has autism could mean anything to, you know, to somebody's understanding and experience of what it is. So everybody got a little dose of autism that night because I was like, I'm sure you guys heard.
Little advocating.
My cousin told me, I said, oh, I don't know if you guys could hear. She goes, oh, yeah, we could hear. Awesome. It's just great. But yeah, so.
I'm so proud of her. Like, listen, the way that this could have gone, I realized that there's a couple of hitches in the giddy up and like a couple of sketchy hard moments. But the girl was there. And frankly, we can put her in a dress on the AI. We can, like, she cheesed up for some of the cutest pictures ever where she like photobombs like a beauty queen. I mean, she danced with everybody. She did great.
And it was really nice having like knowing the photographer, like that was great.
Yeah.
That ended up being great because like she just went with it. She got a couple shots of all four of them together, which I wanted a picture of my four kids. And yeah, I can't wait to see them. That last picture I have of the four of them was from when we went to a music park and they were all dressed up like My son had a cowboy hat on, and Kara had like a little floozy dress on. She's like 4 or 5 or something. We just joked around that we'll have to like do a redo of that.
Yeah.
I mean, Alyssa probably won't be wearing a dress. I can just tell you that.
I can just picture. I mean, I know Cruz Neil did not show up because he's under the pressure of like, man, I might have to drive my daughter home. But
oh, yeah.
I can picture him wanting a drink so much at the moment where you announce that there's another daughter in the family. He's like, enough of the estrogen. We're done.
Yes. And that's the thing. So, like, my husband couldn't drink. And we're not huge drinkers, really, anyways. But, like, I definitely do not want to be sitting on the sidelines of my own child's wedding, nor did I want my husband. He doesn't really dance. Like, he did do it that one time on the cruise. And I kept telling him, Cruz Neil better show up for this wedding. I'm not
Yeah,
kidding.
we all kept
But we were
showing.
like, we were under the assumption that we would both be able to drink and then go to the hotel. But like, there was no changing up the ride situation, the car. Like, there was just,
Yeah.
we couldn't do it. So he just opted to not drink. But he did. He got up and he danced. And he danced with Alyssa. And he danced with me. And he danced with Kara. And he danced with Lexi. And it was just
Yeah.
really wonderful to see some of our family. Everybody seemed to genuinely just have a really good time. Like, you know, it was, yeah, it was pretty magical, you know.
We heard the canapés were damn good.
Wait,
Well, and
do they
then,
still toss the bouquet? Is that still a thing?
yeah.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
did I not tell you this? Oh, well.
I've caught it at every wedding I've ever been at, and look at how well it served me. Okay, who caught it? Who got
Lexi,
cursed?
Lexi caught it, and Neil
Oh.
goes, "No."
Big Neil did. It was
Yeah, Lexi caught it. So we're just joking around, like, well, you better start looking for a husband. Yeah.
Next question is
They
then who caught the garter?
still
Did he
have
do
one
the face
before
and the
me.
dress?
They didn't do the garter. I wish they did the garter just because Lexi. She would have been so uncomfortable. But both girls danced all night. It was a lot of fun. It really
Yeah.
was. And it was really nice just to see some family that we haven't really seen in a while, and you know, just nice for everyone to show up to them, and you know, and she really did look like a princess, you know, and she just
Oh,
beamed
she
the whole
will
night.
say, I saw the guest chart and there was this one thing that really pissed me off. It said table for five, and then there was six bitches there that none of them were us. I'm like, oh my God, we should all be there. We gotta get tabs. We just gotta rally up.
I know. Well,
Table.
we are going to be having a fake wedding in a couple of months because my
Oh, you're
niece had
gonna
to
get the
miss out.
flower girl.
Yep, but she missed out on the flower girl. And so we're going to do a fake wedding.
We're invited to the fake wedding.
Yeah, you can come to the
Round
fake wedding.
two. Where's the
This
talk
one.
show open bar?
Sorry, you missed out. Yeah, that's another thing. So they did have open bar. So, you know, that was good, you know, because that gets people dancing and loosening up. Yeah, we have to have the fake wedding for my niece because she didn't even get to wear her flower girl dress. It was so sad. It ended up being a great night overall. Buffet style food, which was like nice, you know, because people just like went up and got their food and you could go up again. And they did like a little cake. So there was like lots of other goodies, cake pops and cupcakes. And then they did a pretzel bar towards the end of the night before
Oh
people
yeah, I
left so
was
they
gonna
could.
get that, soak up that open bar, soak it up.
Exactly. So they did that. So yeah, everything went good. They end up all going out to like a bar down the street afterwards. The girls in their bridesmaid dress, Jasmine in her wedding dress. And it turns out that Neil, my son, knew the bartender. Just like coincidentally, didn't know that like he worked at this bar or anything. So
Yeah.
him and Jasmine got free drinks there. So that was nice. Everything went good. She was happy as anything. She was in the hotel room and she's just smiling and happy and like looking at me with the blanket wrapped around her. And I'm like, why do you fight these things and they make you so happy? It's just the craziest thing, you know. It's just the change and the transition and not, you know, she gets really triggered if she gets confused.
It just sucks too that it's the first. So, like, the next time somebody gets married, you could be like, remember Neil's wedding? Show her a couple of pictures to like give her an idea of what to expect. Like, but
Well, and
this isn't.
honestly, I really wouldn't bring her. I don't bring her to weddings. I'm not like, I don't, it's too important of a day for it to get, I hate to say it, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have her like
Yeah.
mess up somebody's wedding day. Like, it's just, I wouldn't. So it's like she's never been to a wedding.
Yeah. I always think like I would bring Seeley Flanagan, but I'm like, also, could you make this at 1 p.m., please, so that we can have an enjoyable visit? Like, if you could move the party to 4 p.m., start dancing at 3, you know,
Yeah, but
just
like for
not like
her, it's
that.
like especially unless it's like our immediate family. I mean, I'm not gonna.
Where that's how we were. I mean, like maybe we'd be like reception only people, but even then, I'm like, he just takes things business. Jess is at events, and if anything doesn't go the way he thought it was gonna go, it's like
No,
I'm like,
you mean
buddy,
Kimmy,
me and
yeah.
Jess were out in the rain because he wanted to dance so bad. Like that's what was in his mind. That was like, oh, we're gonna dance. That's how I like drew him in. I was like, well, there's gonna be dancing and.
Apparently, Alyssa too.
But that took
Yeah.
hours to get to, like the ceremony, and then there was like the meal, and then it was like this long chunk of time between, like speeches, all that. So him and I are dancing out in the rain, just us two, like because I couldn't keep him
Yeah.
in there. But it's just so hard.
I know. I was just gutted. I was like, if my husband has to miss this, like,
Oh.
devastating. And like I said to you wouldn't resent your daughter, but it's a resentful situation. It's you're literally choosing between your son's wedding and your daughter that's struggling. And so you divide and conquer, and that's just really hard. And just the weight of that choice coming
Yeah,
is
the weight of that
as
choice,
bad as
exactly.
making the choice,
And it's like you
Yeah.
can see, like you could, I could see it coming. Like I knew at some point a decision was going to have to be made.
That's what I said to you. When you're walking the threshold, thinking like, all right, well, I can tell by her dad's face that he's three screams away, and I'm feeling like I'm like, if she touches this table and I think it's gonna flip, we're leaving. Like, where is the threshold? It's constantly moving. If she comes from this one, is it going to get worse? The whole night prior, it
Well,
was
that's the thing. That's the
consistent.
thing.
And
I mean,
yeah,
in
I mean,
the day before at
camera.
school, she had this situation where like they went to this walking track they go to, and they gave her a hat. Now, I don't give Alyssa a hat ever. I can never imagine a situation where she would wear a hat for me. But apparently they said she does this at school, and everyone has their own hat that they get. And then she got a little upset, and they told her she didn't have to wear the hat, but then she didn't want to not wear the hat, but she also didn't want to wear the hat. I mean, you autism moms know. And Jamie has made this point before where it's like they kind of have the struggle where like she wants to wear the hat because the teachers want her to wear the hat or gave her the hat to wear. So now she thinks that the expectation is for her to wear the hat, and she wants to comply with that. But then the other part of her does not want to wear the hat. So like there's this whole like struggle in her own mind. And then with someone who can't communicate and you can't talk them through it, it makes it that much harder. So
Well,
then they
these
get
are
to
the
the
things,
track.
like even if you had everything ready for the wedding, this track thing, which is totally like a stack of variables that you could not have seen, screws up Thursday. She can't have Thursday quite right. That messes up Friday. Like
Well,
it's
and then
this whole shit show.
she's at the track and she's throwing the hat on the ground and she's stepping on it. So clearly she did not want to. Please, people, do not give her a freaking hat. And then they were like, oh, we can take the hat back. But then she didn't want them to take the hat back. And then
Yep.
she got super dysregulated. And I'm not trying to say anything, but like I feel like sometimes they don't make the right decisions in the way they handle things with her. And I know she's a tricky one, but it ended up with her slamming her whole body into the van. And then her refusing to, then they were like, we're gonna, oh, they were like, we're gonna leave now. And she was like, I guess she was like, no, which typical for home, but like not really for school. And she threw herself into the van. And so then they deemed her like unsafe to like transport. So then they called the school to send someone to get her.
So now she's missed walking around the track. She's goddamn still stuck on the hat. Now she's gonna miss the goddamn right van. Like it's just a train wreck.
They end up, once everyone got on the van, then she wanted to go on the van, and they said she was like kind of whining and crying a little bit, but like safe. So then they let her ride the van, thank God, because God knows what would have happened. So this is like her day at school too, the day before. So it was
Oh, build up.
just yeah. And then it's like the unpredictable factor where like you don't know what's gonna happen and what's gonna set her off. Yeah.
Well, so many
I'm glad.
variables.
Yeah, everything turned out. The pictures so far, they've only got the sample pictures, are gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah.
All this stuff about
Total.
the dress, and you just looked like a hot fox.
Oh, Kimmy looked hot.
Sexiest officiant in the land.
Somebody in my family was like, "You look gorgeous," and I'm like, "This costs a lot of money to get
Oh.
I mean, I have professional
This
hair,
ain't
professional
cheap.
makeup, a
Yeah.
spray tan. I had all the works. My husband's like, "Who's getting I'm
Are you gonna
officiating.
get a veil?
I have to stand up in front of people." So yes, so everything went great for them. They are in Portland, Maine right now on their little mini moon, as a newlyweds call it, when it's just like a, they're just going away for a few days. And then they might take another trip. Jasmine wants, she doesn't want to miss out on our family vacation. So she's like, no, she's like, I want to go with you guys. She's like, we can just do a blended honeymoon family vacation.
Hey, we kind of did that. We went on like we went up to the mountains here and we did like a few days at a hotel and it was really fun. But we did like mountain biking and all this fun stuff.
I'm sorry, but mountain biking sounds like exercise to me. And I don't know if I'd categorize that in the fun department.
Downhill mountain biking. It was downhill mountain biking, if that makes it any better, because then you're just
if that's what you want to call
you
it.
You need to ride the gondola up.
Oh yes, this you do. Is you ride it up with your bike. You ride the gondola up with your bike.
Yeah.
But then we went on a Disney cruise like a month later with my whole family. Like so we decided we'd rather spend the money doing the cruise than another trip.
We didn't do a honeymoon, Billy and I, and we moved basically the day after our wedding. But every vacation we've been on since, we try and do something that's a little bit special, even if that means we lie and say that it's our honeymoon to a restaurant we're never going to go back to, just to like take a little moment for us because we didn't take that biggie.
Yeah.
Also, this is just another interesting thing that happened yesterday. Alyssa had my phone and she goes, Papa, Thursday. And I didn't click. I'm like, well, I don't know what she's saying. Like, I'm looking around, you know. And she goes, Papa. And I look and she's got a picture. The picture that was at the wedding of my mother and father. She found it in the phone, which was, she had to go into the My Messages with Jasmine, because that's where it was. And clear as day. And then Neil goes, who's next to him? And she goes, Grammy. Claire.
I'm know. Like,
and I'm just like, Claire. And then she said something else too. And I was like, oh, she stood in front of the counter. And she was saying something, we couldn't catch it because she was pointing to, we have a white cabinet in the kitchen and she's pointing to that and she's going, apple juice. And Neil goes, there's apple juice on the counter, but she's pointing to where the cups are, apple juice. And it's like,
gosh,
it's so crazy. She just went to get the DeWalt charger. The cord was like caught on the drawer and she goes, stuck.
Oh my like, God.
This happens with her when she has like a really hard time. It's like, oh, all of a sudden she has like a little burst. It's like the craziest thing. But anyways, thanks for joining. I hope you enjoyed hearing about the wedding. I will be posting, if you go on any of the social media, we have like little pictures and reels. If you guys want to see any of the pictures, we just got back one of the professional pictures of me and my son dancing.
Yeah. When this comes out, we'll make that the cover of this episode. Little Kimmy and Neil, because baby Neil's grown up.
I know, it was so cute. Although this is another funny story real quick. I go to dance with my son and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking in my head, we should have practiced, like at least at it one time, you know? And then I'm like, shit, I don't know how to dance with a guy who's not my husband. Like, where do I put my hands? How close do I stand? And then all of a sudden I'm like, I don't know what to do.
It's so funny
because it's like I didn't want to stand, he's taller than me too, so it's like my husband Neil and me are just about the same height. He might be like an inch taller, but my son's a lot taller than me, so it's like obviously when I put my arms up it brings me closer to him and I'm like, well, is this weird? I mean, it looked fine. I looked at the video, it was fine, but like just it was just like that couple seconds that I was like, wait. And the song that he chose for us to dance to was just beautiful. I mean, I don't know how I got through it without crying, but I'm just like, oh, can't mess up this makeup. Cost too much money. But thanks everyone for listening and we'll get you next week.
If you're listening and you're seeing this on social media today, you should post a picture of your kid's wedding if you've had one, because we'd love to see those too. Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Talk Like a Mother Parenting Autism podcast. If you are enjoying our podcast, make sure to rate and review us wherever you listen. And if you'd like to support us, you can become a subscriber. Just check out the description of this episode. Give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram for more content, and we'll see you next time.